The gospel lesson today comes from Matthew 18. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child, whom he put among them, and said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were fastened around your neck and you were drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world because of stumbling blocks. Occasions for stumbling are bound to come, but woe to the one by whom the stumbling block comes. If your hand or your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life maimed or lame than to have two hands or two feet and be thrown into the eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into the hell of fire. Take care that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I tell you, in heaven their angels continually see the face of my Father in heaven. What do you think? If a shepherd has 100 sheep, and one of them has gone astray, does he not leave the 99 on the mountain and go in search of the one that went astray? And if he finds it, truly I tell you, he rejoices over it more than over the 99 that never went astray. So it is not the will of your Father in heaven that one of these little ones should be lost."
Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus said, "Truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." And so today we have the children leading us in worship and even offering the good news, Carter. So I invite you, Carter, to come forward and give us your word.
To begin with, I will go to the beginning. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day and the darkness night. And there was the evening and there was morning, the first day. On the second day, God created a dome and called it sky. On the third day, God made earth and sea. He also brought forth vegetation. On the fourth day, God made two great lights, the greater one to rule the day and the lesser one to rule the night. On the fifth day, God created birds and sea creatures. On the sixth day, God created wild animals and creeping things. He also made man and woman. God saw everything that he made, and indeed it was very good. Why do I say all that? Because it shows that it took him 6 days to create it all, and he wants us to care for all that he made in those 6 days. Psalm 148 is basically all about what God made, but there are some parts I would like to point out, like "Praise him, sun and moon, praise him, all you shining stars." It is saying that God has control over everything. It also says, "Fire and hail, snow and frost, stormy wind, fulfilling his command." That again says he has control over everything, even some of the bad things. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds. It is saying what living things God made. Also, the Beatitudes have some meaning to my point. The one Beatitude is, "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth." It, in a way, says, if you don't pollute, you will inherit the earth. Now to the point. The point is that we need to take care of the earth And as I said earlier, it took God 6 days to create it all, and he wants us to care for all he made in those 6 days. From my point of view, if we can't live here, the whole human race goes bye-bye. I like the earth because it gives me a place to play baseball, football, and play with my new puppy, Reggie. I like looking out my window and seeing the green trees and green grass, too. In the movie WALL-E, the planet is full of trash, so people live in space and the passengers get fat and sit around all day because robots do everything. Who wants that to happen? To make sure that does not happen, we can reduce, reuse, and recycle. We can reduce our trash by using reusable glass and plastic instead of disposable items. One easy way to reuse items is to donate to the church garage sale or treasure trove at the church bazaar. Some recycling ideas are we can recycle more things and use more recyclable things. And you can make a compost pile out of food rinds, yard waste, and banana peels because we don't want to slip on them. In the Garden of Eden, God made many trees, including the forbidden tree. To help God, we can plant trees. Today, as we leave, we will all be receiving a packet of wildflower seeds to take home and plant. Remember, when you go home, don't get tricked by the serpent from the Garden of Eden. He will tell you to eat from the pollution tree, like Eve ate from the forbidden tree. But listen to God and don't eat from the pollution tree.